Daf Chaf Ches. So we got to two lines down. The Gemara quoted from yesterday, we had a whole series of things listed in the Mishnah that are ma'akev each other. And then the Gemara had quoted Brais Amar Mar, which Bifnim, Ushebe Mitzorah. When it came to the sprinklings of the Karbanos that are Bifnim, on the Parochas and so on, and the Mitzorah, we said Shalol Lishman Psulim. If you did it Shalol Lishma, it would be Pasul. If it was done Shalol Michavnos, the big Sheiros. If you did it not the exactly direction of where it's supposed to go, towards the Bein Abadim or towards the Kodesh Kodashim, it's Kashim. But then the Gemara quotes a brayse of Hatanya, Bein Shalol Lishma and Bein Shalol Michavnos, Ksheiros. This brayse says, even if it was done Shalol Lishma, that would still be kosher. So what's the how do we understand this machlokes? Summer of Yosef, Lokasher, Ha Rebbe Eliezer, the Ha Rabban. It's machlokes tonight. What's the machlokes tonight between Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbanim? Rebbe Eliezer, the Makish Ashim Lechatas, Makish Nami Logal Ashim. Rebbe Eliezer has a Hekish. We know Chatas is Shalol Lishma, that we know is possible from the first mission of Maseches Vachim. Rebbe Eliezer has a Hekish, it pasuk connects the Asham to the Chata. So just like a Chata, Shalol Lishma is possible, so to Rebbe Eliezer holds that Asham is a possible Shalol Lishma as well. And then from that, he has another Hekish, learning from Asham to the Lug Shemen, that too is going to be possible Shalol Lishma. And so therefore he says, if you take the Mitzorah, Shalol Lichavnon, that's also going to be possible based on this double Hekish. And the other Bryce says, Rabbanan don't hold such a Hekish, and they hold Shalom Mechavnos is going to be kosher. The Shalom Lishma will be possible. So the Gemara then says, is it really possible, Rabbi Eliezer, Vichidavar, Lamed Behekish, Chosim, Lamed Behekish? We've learned already a few times, you can't use a double Hekish. Only one level from a Chatas to an Asham, but not from an Asham to a Teshemin. So Ella Amar Rabba Ha Rabbanan. Really, the truth is, it's both the Shita of Rabbanan. The Kan Lahachshir, Kan Lahartas. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Lirtos, he writes that Lahazos La'alos L'Shem Chova L'Hatim Mitzora B'Kal Pasul Shalol Lishma. Would this expect to Lirat Ratza in terms of being Machshir, this individual, to the Kal, the Mitzora remains Pasul for Shalol Lishma? So what do we mean when he says kosher if it was Shalol Lishma by the Mitzorah? Lahachshir, meaning the Hazos, Kisheros, Lahachshir, Shiari Halog, Be'achila. The leftover Shemen, when you take the Shemen of the Mitzorah and you sprinkle it, so the Shirayim are permitted to be eaten. That's when we accept it, even though it's Shalol Lishma. But in terms of the Mitzorah's Tara process, so then we say Shalol Lishma would be Pasul, and we have to go ahead and bring another Karpah. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us, Shiva, Kani Menorah Ma'akvin Zed. We know that the menorah in the base of Mikdash had seven branches, so if you're missing one of them, it's Ma'akiv. Shiva Neroseh Ma'akvin Zed. On top of the branches, there are little cups to hold the oil. Those are also Ma'akvin Zed. Shtei Parshios, Shiva Mezuzah. We know that Mezuzah has two Parshios, Shema V'Haya. So those two are Ma'akiv. If one without the other, it's possible. Afilu Kasav Echad, the Ksav Echad, Ma'akvin. Even one Ksav was when Ksav mean Rashi says, even Os Achas, Ma'akvo Zuadzu, missing one letter, Dichsiv Rashi says, Uksavtam Kisiva Tama, Ushlema needs to be full. The Tfilin it says, Ziksiva Havaya, Vahayu Totafo. So that Benzuzah and Tfilin both require all the Osios. Missing one letter is a problem. Then the Mishnah says, Dal Parshios Shabbatilim. We know there are four Parshios, Machlokas, Rashi, Ben Tam, the order of them, but Dal Parshios Shabbatilim are Ma'akvin Zuadzu. One without the other is going to be possible. Afilu ksav echad ma'akvin, even one letter missing from the tefillin would be possible, as we said, v'hayu l'totafos. Dalad sitios ma'akvin zu'atzu, the four cornered of strings there are ma'akvin zedzeh, shar ba'asan mitzvah achas, they're counted as one mitzvah, they all come together. And finally, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, ar ba'asan arba mitzvahs. He actually holds that four of them are considered four different mitzvahs of the tzitzis, and therefore he says they were not ma'akiv. In other words, if you had only three strings, or actually three corners of strings, not the fourth corner of the strings, it would still be yotze three the mitzvahs, although not the fourth. So look at this.
We have only three out of four.
We don't pass on that. We pass on that. Look at the top toes of Dira Maskel, Shiva, Kani, Menorah, the seven branches. He says, Tema. The Lo Chashiv, Givim, Uprachim, Kaftom, the different ornaments on the menorah, cups and apples and flowers. So how come it doesn't mention that? In the Mishnah, we'll see later on that it is Ma'akev. So that Ma'akun Zedze. Kedamin Megamara. So Tosfos answers, V'shama Mishum Delesnai Bishar Mine Matechas. We're going to see in the Gemara in just a bit that they only need the Gvim Prachim Kaftom if you're using gold. If you're using silver or some other metal, then you don't need them, so it's not Ma'akiv across the board, and that's why it was not mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, my time. What's the reason for all the different things listed that they're possible? So it says, we're talking about the menorah at first, Havaya Ksivahu. It says the word Havaya, not Havaya. It says the Shorish Havaya. The Pasuk says by the menorah, Kaftarem Uknosam Mimena Yihiyu. Kula miksha achazav tar. So since it says Yehiu in the Pasuk, everything listed in the Pasuk is going to be Ma'akev. Therefore, you need the seven branches, you need the seven Neros, but that's the source. So Gemara now quotes a Bryce, Tanur Abanam. Hayis menorah, hayis sabah, mina eshes, mina zav. The menorah comes from eshes, which Rashi says is referring to a full piece of gold, and you have to chip away. Rashi describes it as siyasa chaticha shema, comes from a full chunk of gold. You hit it with a hammer of some sort. We know you can't piece them together. It has to come from one block, and then you chisel out, and then you fashion the menorah. So that was one of the things that was hard for Moshe. It's a zeh menorah. The zeh menorah, Rashi points out, these are one of the hard things that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't really envision, really couldn't do. A menorah was a hard thing for him to build. So then it says in the Pasuk, rather it says in the Braisa, it comes from eshes, comes from zav, comes from a full piece of gold, a pure piece of gold, and comes from gold itself. Asa minha grutaos psula. Grutaos, Rashi says, are pieces of gold, a zav shav, or broken gold, and you meld them together, that would be pasul. But if you use them mishar minei matechos kshera, but using from other metals, such as silver and bronze and copper, that would all be kosher. So Gemara wants to know, what's the difference? Maishna minha grutaos psula. How come broken pieces of gold are pasul? Dichsiv miksha vavaya. Miksha implies one piece, and it says v'hayu, yihiyu rather, tells us it's ma'akev, you have to have one piece. Shar mine matechas nami. You should also disqualify other types of metals, because it says in the pasuk zav vavaya. That very same pasuk that it says yihiyu, it says miksha, but it also says zav. So why don't we say zav is also pasul, zav is also ma'akev, and you can't use other metals. So Gemara says, Amakra, it says in a different pasuk, Teasa, the pasuk says, Vasisa menorah zav tar miksha, you make it a pure piece of gold. Teasa, so Teasa is l'rabos shar mina matechos, and do it in any way you can. So that includes shar matechos. So the Gemara says, how do you know Teasa is including other matechos? Ema l'rabos grutos, maybe it's coming to include gold, but pieces of gold melded together. So Gemara says, losaka daitach, one would never think of that. Because the miksha ksiva havaya. So the miksha, the way it says in the pasuk, says zav tawar miksha teaseh. Teaseh is right after the word miksha, zav is a few words earlier. So teaseh is qualifying the word miksha, not qualifying the word zav. So teaseh is telling miksha is ma'akev, but zav is not ma'akev. You have to use one piece, but it doesn't have to come from gold necessarily. It can come from other metals.
It's saying havaya is on miksha. Isn't it saying havaya is on miksha?
Oh, you're right. So you're right. Vahavaya, which is the previous pasuk, it says you're right. Yihu kula miksha achazav. So Yihu is going miksha, and then zav is mentioned later on. So then the Gemara says, teyase. Now that's teyase. Now me miksha ksiv. Hold on a second. May backtrack for a second. Aimal rabos grutaos lo sagadaitach the miksha ksiva havaya. So Gemara says teyase. Now me a miksha ksiv. The word teyase is going on miksha as well, and therefore,
it could be kosher, whatever it is.
It should be a teasa, just like a teasa zav, even other metals. Right. Teasa should even telling us that the mixture should also come from even pieces coming together. So the Gemara says can't be. We have ksiv miksha, miksha la'akev. It says miksha a couple of times, telling us it has to be dafka la'akev, right? Tanabaya krala la'akev, the pasuk repeats itself to be ma'akev, the dafka miksha, and we can't include even pieces. So then the Gemara asks, Zav of Nami La'akev. It says Zav twice in the Pasuk as well. Shouldn't that also be Li Kuva, telling us other metals shouldn't be good? So Mai Hai Mai. So what's the end? How do we understand everything? So the Gemara then says, Iyamris Bishum, if you say it makes sense that Minagutos Psula, that if you use piece of gold, it's possible, that Shar Mine Matechos Ksher, but other metals are actually kosher. Hainu Zav, Miksha LaDrasha. We're going to see at the end, there going to be a series of drushas. It says Zav like five times in the Pasuk, it says Miksha four times. So all the drushas work out very, very nicely if you make the initial Hanacha, that again, Grutaos are possible, and Shar Matechos are Ksher. But Ella, if you're going to tell me Yamis Mina Grutaos Ksher, but if the pieces, if you're going to say the opposite, that pieces are really kosher, and then Mishar Mina Matechos are Psula, other metals are actually possible. So then, Zav, Zav, Miksha, Miksha, my Darshas Bay. So the Gemara doesn't really go through the opposite, the other way, but it ends up working out that all the drushes will not make sense if you make that other assumption. So therefore, we have to accept the fact that, again, gutals are possible, but shar minim atechos are kosher. So now the Gemara is going to go through all the various drushes we learn from the extra words of and the extra words miksha. So my drusha, what are the drushes we learn? The Tanya. The Baraita says, kikar zav tahor, yase osa. It's called Kehil Ma'ela. So the Pasuk says, this is already the third mention of the word Zav. It says a Kikar Zav, which is a certain weight. So the Gemara Darshins as follows. Ba Zav, Ba Kikar. If you're using gold, so then you have to use a weight of Kikar. If you ain't a Ba Zav, ain't a Ba Kikar. If it doesn't come from gold, it comes from another metal, so then it does not have to be a Kikar. So this is what you learn from the third mention of Zav. Only Zav requires that weight, not anything else. Then it says in the Pasuk, Giviyah Kaftareh Precheh, in describing the different ornaments on the menorah, it says in the context of Zahav. The Pasuk says, again, Vasisa menorah Zahav, you're making a menorah Zahav, Tawar miksha teaseh ha-menorah yiracha, v'kana gviyah kaftareh precha. So it says in that context of a gold menorah, these different ornaments. So the Gemara darshins, ba zav ba gviyim kaftareh mifrachim, eina ba zav, eina ba gviyim kaftareh mifrachim. If you're not using gold, you're using silver or something else, then you don't need to have all these different flowers, like Tosa said above. So that very same pasuk, not only did it describe the ornaments, it also said kana. So maybe you should say only if it's a gold menorah do you require branches, but if it doesn't have, if it's not gold, so maybe it doesn't require branches. So Gemara says can't be, because if there are no branches, hahu pamet mikri, that's not called a menorah, that's called a pamet, like a little the candle. That means you're going to have like a little plate of candles here, but it's not going to be called a candelabra. It won't be considered a menorah. Meaning the to get off the ground to be called a menorah must have branches. So you can't even entertain that possibility that there are no branches, even though it mentions branches in the pasuk. It can't mean branches. So then the Gemara says v'zeh maaseh hamenorah miksha zav. This is the way to make the menorah miksha to be one piece. So the Gemara says, when do you require miksha to be one piece? Ba zav ba miksha, ena ba zav, ena ba miksha. If it comes from gold, it has to be from one piece of gold. If it comes from another material, such as silver or copper, then you don't have to have a miksha. You can actually use gutos, small pieces melded together. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Miksha de Seifa Lamai Asa, the last mention of Mikra, what does that come to teach us? The Me'ute Chatzotzer, to tell us to exclude Chatzotzer, the trumpets that are going to be there. We know very apropos for Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that in the base of Migdash they would have the shofar blown in the center, their Chatzotzer on the side accompanying the shofar. And the Mishnah goes on to say that you'd be marich with the shofar and be mekater the Chatzotzer to just highlight that the mitzvah of the day of a shofar, so the Chatzotzer are there being blown, but they're shortened while the shofar continues to blast afterwards. So in terms of the chatzotzot, which they had in the Beis HaMikdash, it says the Tanya, chatzotzot hayuban min ha'eshes min ha'kesef, that it comes from, the trumpets were made from one piece, and it was made from silver. But let's say asam min ha'gutals, let's say you made them from pieces of silver, not one large piece, but small pieces, that would actually be ksherim. But if you use shar, meaning matechas psulim, if you would use other types of metals, it would be possible. It has to be from silver, but does not have to be from one piece. So that's what we learn from the fact that it says miksha, that only the menorah has the mixtures of, but miksha, but chatzotos do not have to be miksha. We would even allow gutos to be used for the chatzotos. And then the Gemara says, so then how come maishna mishar minya batechas psulam? How come other types of metals are possible for the chatzotos? Why can we use gold, let's say, for the chatzotos? Dichsiv kesef v'havaya, it says in the pasuk when the chatzotos, asay lecha shtei chatzotos kesef miksha tase osan, the pasuk says, vayu lecha v'hayu, it says, vayu has to be the way it is. So since it says kesef in the pasuk, the afka has to be kesef, and you can't use any other material. So then the Gemara says, minagutos nami, you should say pasuk, because the pasuk also says, miksha v'havaya, that same pasuk chatzotos says, asay lecha shtei chatzotos kesef miksha tase. So just like we said, it says dafka kesef in the pasuk, and vayu means only kesef, it also says miksha by chatzotos, and vayu should say only miksha, only one piece of silver should work, not the gutos. How come gutos are permitted by chatzotos? So the Gemara says, mid rachmana menorah miksha he v'lo chatzotros. So there's an extra word by menorah. It says miksha he. What's he doing? He's telling us, even though it says miksha by chatzotros, you're allowed to use even gutos. Why? Because since it says miksha he by menorah, only menorah really is ma'akev the miksha. But by chatzotot, it wouldn't be menakev. So I would assume, I didn't look in the Rambam here, I would assume lichatchila chatzotot should come from one mikshah, like the pasuk says. But if you don't have one mikshah, you could learn, you could use the grutos.
I thought that would bring the right from Chashmonaim when they took back the mikdash. They stuck in spears.
Well, see, I'm in base, but what raya would I bring from there?
Yeah, that you can use, that you don't, if you use other metal besides gold, you don't need the flowers and the cups and everything.
No, they learn from Sukkim. Sukkim are better than historical evidence, I would imagine. The pasuk tells us.
And then haraya.
So then the Gemara says, last line of the Amud here, Tanu Rabbanim. Anyway, so that ends the discussion here as to why it has to be Zav versus Miksha, why the different drushes. So then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanim, no. That was here. Tanu Rabbanim, the Brisa says, Kol HaKelim, all the different Kelim, going on to Amud Beis now, Sha'asa Mishum Moshe, rather, K'sherim Lo, Uk'sherim Ladaros, all the various Kelim Moshe made in the Mishkan were kosher not only in his time, but even in kosher Ladaros, with the exception of Chatzotzeros, K'sherim Lo, Upsulos, Ladaros. But Chatzotzeros are only permitted during his time, but they were disqualified for the generations to come. So the Gemara then says, Chatzotzeros my time, and why Chatzotzeros is the only thing used that was disqualified Ladaros. Ilei madamar kar lepazik is asei lecha, means lecha v'lo Ladaros, dafka lecha lepazik says asei lecha she Chatzotzeros, it says only you could use it, but no one else could use it. Well, that can't be the case, because el miata, v'asisa lecha aron eitz, you have to make the aron just for you. Are you going to say, hachanami di lecha v'lo Ladaros, the aron of the Mishkan wasn't used Ladaros? Certainly it was. It was taken with them into the Eretz Yisrael, into the base of Mikdash Rishon, and hidden below by a shady. So, lecha cannot exclude Ladaros. The Gemara says, Ella, what is lecha? Tell me by the Aron. So, Ella, I leman damar lecha mishelcha. Either lecha by the Aron means it should become from out of pocket from you, Moshe Rabbeinu. You should pay for the Aron. Or, I leman damar kiviyachol b'shelcha ni rota yosu mishelahem. I really want you to pay for it more than the tzibur, but in the end of the day, the tzibur is paying for it. So, either lemaisa Moshe paid for it, or he rather Moshe paid for it. But that's what lecha teaches us by the Aron, but not to teach me about ledaros. So, we see, therefore, Hai nami mi bai lecha alei lehachi. So here as well, when it comes to lecha by chatzotzos, Hashem saying, Moshe, you pay out of pocket for this, and or I rather you pay out of pocket, but it can't be any raya that lecha v'lo ledaros. So back to square one. What's the source that chatzotzos and Moshe Beinu were disqualified ledaros? So the Gemara says, Shaini hasam damakra lecha lecha tre zimne. It says two times, asei lecha v'ayu lecha, since it repeats itself, we have two drashas. One is lecha v'lo shelachem, and one mishelcha v'lo shelachem, and number two is lecha v'lo ledaros. And the Gemara now quotes from Rapapa, Tani Rapapa, Brei de Rav Chanin, Kame de Rav Yosef. Menorah ha'isa ba min ha'eshes min ha'zav. It comes from one piece of metal and from gold. Asa shel kesef k'shera. If it comes from silver, it's permitted. Shel ba'at v'shel aver. It comes from, what's the ba'at again?
Tin.
Tin or aver is what? Lead. V'shel gistarin. What's gistarin?
Alloy.
Alloy, okay. Rebbe Posel, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Huda, Machshir. So according to the Tanakhama, according to Rebbe, he says it only comes from gold and nothing else. And silver, rather. Gold and silver permitted, but all other metals are possible. Rebbe Yossi extends it even to lead and tin and aloe. Shel Eitz, v'shel Etzem, v'shel Zechuches, if it comes from wood, bone, or glass, Divya Kol Psul, everyone thinks it's disqualified. So Amalei my Daitcha, what's your understanding? How come you hold this way? What's the Machlokas? Whether or not, again, the Machlokas right now is gold and silver are definitely good, and wood, bone, and glass are definitely not good. The question are those low-level metals, such as tin and lead, are those kasher or possible? So what's the Machlokas? Amalei, Bein Mar, Klalei Prati Darshim. Everyone holds in the drasha. We know throughout Shas is machlokas what drasha to use. Do we do klal, prat, or klal, or some do riboy, mead, or riboy. So here are these two opinions, Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, both hold in the drashas of klal, prat, uklal. So what's the machlokas here? So the Gemara explains that mihu, mar, saver, ma, prat, mefur, shomatecha, just like the prat, the zahav is the one that's singled out. It's of gold, it's metal. Av kol shamatecha, so too all types of metals are going to be included. That's Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. He permits lead and tin and so on. Mar Savar, however, the Tanakhama says, Ma prat mefurish davar chashiv, zav, which of course is the most significant, most prestigious type of metal out there, af kol davar chashiv, so too it has to be something like silver that's a davar chashiv, as opposed to lead and tin, which are not. That's why they're disqualified. So that's the machlokas. And then the Gemara says, Amar le same didach, Mekame didi. let's remove your brisa in front of my brisa. Meaning Rashi says, Samei didach is referring to Haser Mishnascha, remove your Mishnah, your teaching, Sheata Shone Rabbi Yossi Posel, Bishel Eitz. You think Rabbi he disqualifies the Eitz, and Rabbi is Nami Machshe Bishel Eiver Eitz. Meaning there's going to be a change in the brisas here, as we're about to see who said what. So what's the new brisa telling us? The Tanya. Kli Shareis Shason Shel Eitz, if it's made from wood, Rabbi Polsel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir. So the Gemara says, my kumifiki, what's machlokus here? Rabbi Darish Klal Prate, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Darish Ribuyimir. Rabbi Darish Klal Prate, Vasisa Menors Klal, Zahav Tar is Prat, that's the detail, and Miksha Tease, make it from anything, Hamanora, Chazer Klal. So we have a klal, prado, klal. The first says menorah, then it says zav, then it says menorah again. So what do you do with the klal, prado, klal? Iata don elokin a prat. You're able to now take a detail and expand it to a klal, anything like that prat. Ma prat, just like the detail given, the zav given in Torah, mifurash shamateches is one of metal, af kol shamatecha, so too all other metals are permitted. So according to this, we see that Rebbe actually permits all other metals. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Darish Riboy Umiut, he says differently, Vasis Menoras, that's Ribu, that includes all types of menorahs. Zav Tar Miut, it only includes Zav Tar. Miksha Teyase, a menorah, another Riboy, is Chazav Riboy, Riboy, Chazav Riba. And we have Riba Umiut Riba. What Riba Riba Miut is as follows. Riba means everything's included. Miut means one thing's included. Riba at the end includes one more thing. As opposed to klal prado klal, which takes it and expands it to other types, Riba Miut Riba only includes one more thing in addition to that which was mentioned in the Miut. So we have a Riba Miut a Riba. Riba kol, my Rabba, Rabba kol mile. My Miut, Miut shel cheres. I'm saying all the other way around. That we include everything, we're only excluding one item. In which case, he includes everything. I said the wrong way, I'm sorry. Reboy Mir Reboot includes everything except for one thing. So we have that the one thing he excludes is a cheres, which Rashi says is shu pachos mikola kelim. It's the lowest type of material we have for kelim. Ve'ena roi lafilu lemelech bas v'adam. Even a king wouldn't use from an earthenware pot. So therefore, that's excluded from being made, used as a menorah. Every other material, tin, lead, and aloe is all permitted, and certainly that of silver. Fine. So we see this machlokas now, Rabbi Yossi Bihuda versus Rebbe, is the opposite of what we had said in the initial brisa. So then he responds back, it's Adar Abba, Same didach mekame didi. Erase your brisa, maybe my brisa is right. Who says your brisa is better than my brisa? So the Gemara says, Lo sagadaitach, you can't think that way, because there's going to be, whenever it's machlokas, you could bring a shlishi machriya b'neim. What's the machriya? The Tani, the brisa, tells us, Ein lo zav, if you have no gold, maybe afshal kesef, you could bring silver, v'shal nechoshes, v'shal barzel, v'shal badil, v'shal offers. All other types of materials are permitted. Comes along Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, mach she'af b'shal eitz. He even permits making of wood. So we see that Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda is the most lenient opinion here.
We said before that the rakol eitz is possible. Not Rabbi Yossi expressed it. Rabbi Yossi expressed said that was a machlokas.
I'm sorry?
Rabbi Yossi expressed said that was a machlokas. They're arguing about what the price is.
But then the last brisa said everything was permitted except for cheres.
Yeah, but the first one said that everybody agrees that
eight. Right, so this why, that's why it supports the second one. That's the point. This supports the second brisa. I think that's what he's trying to bring here, right?
Yeah, this supports Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef and Rav Chanan are arguing over which
brisa is better.
Right.
So now this tips the scale to say that the second brisa is more correct, that Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda permits everything, even shalait. There's no limit. The only thing you exclude is a klei cheres.
Right.
So then the Gemara Tani Idachi, and there's yet another brisa. Lo yasa adam bayis tavnis heichal. A person should not make his house the dimensions of the base of the Mishkan and the base of Mikdash. Achsadra connected ulam. He shouldn't make his breezeway like the hallway in the Mishkan or the base of Mikdash. Chatzar connected azara. Shulchan connected shulchan. Menorah connected menorah. He can't make all these different things. Aval, what he can do is if he wants to make a menorah in his house, osu shachamisha shalshisha v'shalshmona. He can make his menorah 5, 6. Or 8, v'shel shiva lo yasi, can't make it of 7. Now what happens, let's say a family has 5 kids and they have 7 menorah, what are you supposed to do? This is actually a shaila about making a menorah of 7 branches, a little candelabra. So some say if it's the one above, if it's like one's high, the middle one's usually higher, that might be permitted. I once discussed it with Willig. Willig felt, why even get involved in such a machlokas like this? Better to have separate candle. You know, if you have the seven, buy six and buy an extra one candlestick for the side. Better to avoid it. If a person has it ready, so there's what to rely on. Some say the difference in height maybe changes, but there's a halach lamais in terms of a candelabra in the house. See, neither is my house if I make it for the Beis HaMikdash. But the Indian is to make anything modeled after the similar to the Beis HaMikdash Kalim is a problem. And then the Gemara says, Yishel Shiva Lo Yasa, but a seven branch menorah you shouldn't make, Vafil Mishar Minimatechos, even from other metals, even from silver, whatever you're using, that's going to be disqualified as well. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Af Shel Eitz Lo Yasa, Af Shel Eitz Lo Yasa, you shouldn't make that of wood, Kederch Sheasu Malchei Beis Chashmana, you shouldn't make that of wood. So we here is saying that he says it doesn't work.
Because he holds it, it's kosher to do it
out of wood. I say don't make it in your house out of wood because the chashmonaim did make it out of wood, like as we were saying earlier. So Amr lo misham raya, you're going to bring a raya from the chashmonaim that they built out of eitz. Shpudim shel barzel hayu, they actually made of barzel. The chipam bebot, and it was covered in bots, was what, tin or something? Mm-hmm. We covered in tin. It wasn't made of wood. It's a machlok, it's in the, what happened. Hashiru Asam Shokasiv, once it became, got some more money, they turned it into a silver menorah. Chazav Ishu, they became even wealthier. Asam Shal Zav, they made it into a gold menorah. But still, initially it was never made of wood. So the machlok is whether or not it was made from wood. Now they bring this Gemara, he has a Rai. One of the famous questions of Hanukkah is, what was the nais on the first day? The first day, they had enough oil for it to last. So the big machlok is what it was exactly. Some say the mechama, some say they found the pach shoshemim. I believe it's a Mar Tzchias somewhere. I don't remember where he is exactly in Shas. I think he points to this Gemara, maybe in Avodah Zarah. He points this to this Gemara that, no, the fact that they made a Chanukas HaMenorah, the menorah was destroyed, that itself was worthy of a celebration. It was more of a, not necessarily a nace, but the first day was a Chanukas HaMishkan, Chanukas HaMizbeach, Chanukas HaMenorah, because they had to rebuild the menorah along with the Mizbeach that was damaged. Look at the Tosfos on top here. Dear Maschal Achsadra Tavnis Ulam. Don't make a person's achsadra somewhat of a breezeway. I don't know the exact definition. It should not be made like the ulam, like the hallway of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. She asks a question. Avogav de ulam haya bo dal mechitos. The ulam had four full walls. Kiditzam no seches midos. Ubereish gemar de erivin. Umaisa pischo she ulam govaho mem amma. The height was 40 amas. Rachba esem amma. 20 amas wide was the entrance. Bechamesh am tlaros shamila hayu agav. All these details fine. But in the end of the day, it was four walls around it. However, Nachsadra ain't lela gimel defanos. Nachsadra, by the Gemara's terms, is only three walls, so it can never be similar to an ulam which had four walls. So just look at the last few lines of Tosfos. Mikol makom machmas she pesach ulam racha v'gavah mod. Since the entrance to the ulam was so big, so it was a v'lahayu delasos. There were no doors. Domel Nachsadra shenir kifparet b'tarachet. It looked like it didn't have a fourth wall, even though it did have a fourth wall. It's such a big entranceway. It looked like that it didn't have a fourth wall, and therefore it's similar to an Nachsadra. Okay. No, the ulam did have it. Yeah, if you look at the pictures, it had inside. Yeah, take a look. So then the Gemara says as follows: Amar Shmuel Mishmei de Saba, in the name of Rashi is a Zakin Echad. I think in Tosfos Samar writes that whenever it's a Saba, it's referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. So the Gemara says, Gavoa shel menorah shmonas ha-tfachim. The height of the menorah is 18 tfachim. Now, there is no, the Gemara is going to go through the different ideas here. Tosfos has an interesting remark. He says that's because the height of the shulchan was also 18 tfachim, which itself is a machlokas, and since the menorah had to shine on the lechem upanim of the shulchan, that's where they had to be around the same height. But Tosfos points out that according to some, the shulchan was only 12 tfachim high, so he doesn't really like that raya. So Tosfos, now rather the Gemara says it was 18 tefachim high. So now he goes through the calculation. Harigolim va'perach gimel tefachim. The legs, the bottom of the menorah was 3 tefachim along with the first flower. V'tefachayim mechelik. Then there were 2 tefachim which were just smooth of the branch, the center branch going up. V'tefach shebo givin. And then there's another tefach that had a gviya, a kafter, a perach, which was like a cup, a flower, and an apple or some sort. Then you had another tefachim chalak, then another 2 tefachim of just smooth. Tevach kaftor, then another tevach of a kaftor, then shnei kanim yotzim imenu, and that kaftor, the two branches would come out of it, echad eilich, one to each side, then going back to the center, nimshachim ve'olim keneged gova shemenorah, those branches would go all the way to the top of the menorah, and then tevach chalak, then back to the center again, another smooth tevach, the tevach kaftor, then another tevach of another kaftor in the center, and from that next kaftor, shnei karim yotzin mimenu echad eilech nimshachim the olim keneged goa shemenorah. That would be the where two other branches would go up to the height of the menorah, and then another tevach chalak back to the center again, another smooth tevach in the center, the tevach kaftor, then you have a third kaftor in the middle, the shnei karnim yotzim imenu, echad eilech, and that would also branch out the two going up to the top, v'nim shalchad v'olim k'negev gova shemenorah, and then finally you have tvachim chalak, then another two smooth, I hope someone following me, the pictures to help you follow.
The picture has the measurements.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, good, excellent.
And actually compared to what the Gemara is
saying. Okay, so you follow along the pictures if you have that. And then another tvachim chalak, another two smooth tvachim. And then sham gimel tvachim shebehem gimel gvin v'kaftor perach gvim. And then from there you had another three tvachim of these different, the top to the top of the branch, of you had the
you
cups. Yeah, you have the cup, you have the cups, and then you have
right
a
gvir. Yeah, because it comes with a measuring on the side.
Yeah, it has it over here, so slow. Yeah, he has it, yeah. Okay. Then you have finally on top, you have the three gvirim, and then you have cups and flowers, and that all amounts to a total of 18. Okay, fine.
See, so like 18 without the little cups on top.
Yeah, the little cups are not the.
Oh, they're not part of it?
Are not part of
those
it.
Those are the neiros, okay.
Yeah, those are the neiros.
So then I think about Lamahin Domin. So at gvirim, Lamahin Domin, what are these gvirim that refer to the pasuk? What are they similar to? Kimin kosos alexandrian, the Alexandrian types of cups. Kaftorin lemahin domin. Kimin tapuche hakitaim, some type of apple. I don't know, kitaim, or I guess a certain place, a country. It's a malkum, Rashi says. Pracham, the flowers, or lemahin domin. What are the flowers similar to? Kimin parche hamudim. The Rashi tsium shemitzarin bamudim. They're different designs, flowery designs they made on the pillars. And Nimsu, so that's what they describe them as. And Nimsu, what comes out from all of this, Gevim Esim Ushnayim, they're a total of 22 Gevim. The Gemara is going to go through the calculation as well. Kaftorim, which we said were the apples, are Echadasar, there were 11 of those apples. And Prachim, Tisha, there were 9 of these flowers. So the Gemara then says, Gevim Makman Zedzeh, that you need all the Gevim, one without the other. If you only have 21, it's possible you need a total of 22. Kaftorim, you need all 11, Makman Zedzeh. And Prachim, Makman Zedzeh, you need all 9 Prachim. So the Gemara says, what? Exactly, like Tosa says in Amud Aleph and the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, Gevim, Kaftorim, Prachim, these three, also Makman Zedzeh, you also need all 3 of them. You need the 22 Gevim, you need the 11 Kaftorim, and you need the 9 Prachim. One without the other, they're all possible. The whole menorah is possible. So Bishma Gvim, I understand why Gvim are Esim Vashayim, there are 22 of them. How do you know there are 22? Ubin menorah arba Gvim, the menorah, the center menorah had 4 Gvim on it. Uksiv, and then it says, Shlosha Gvim Meshukadim Bekana Echad Kaftor Perach. So now, and each branch had another 3. So now, what do we say? Arba Didei, the 4 of the Didei, the menorah itself, we refer to the center ones, the menorah itself, the center one had 4. And then, going on to Daf Chavtes, V'tamnei Seirei Dekanim, right, each Kanim had 3. So there's 6 branches, so 6 times 3 is 18. And the center menorah, the menorah Didei, had 4. So 18 plus 4 is 22. So that gives us Taha Esim Etartim. Kaftor Nami, Echadasar Kaftor, we know there are 11 Kaftor, how do we know? Tradi day, the 2 kaftorim there in the center on the menorah itself, the middle branch, the shisha, the kanim, and the 6 that are on the kanim, so the kaftor, the kaftor, the kaftor, ha chadasar. So the each the kanim had 2. No, had second. How do we do this again?
Yeah, it's like here. You have
one in the center.
Yeah, four on the straight.
Three on each side.
Yeah.
Oh, so 6 total. So 6 total. Plus he had
straight,
in the center.
3 on each.
5 in the center.
4 in the center.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. Because this is part of the top one. I mean, unless you count 7, unless you do 7 plus 4, or you do 6 plus 4.
All right, you have 2 on the two in the menorah itself, 2.
And you have
and
one,
you have
the
all each kind of had 1.
And then this one.
That's
this
all
one,
8. And then you have the final kaftor, kaftor, kaftor. That gives you another 3. That's 11. Where's that kaftor, kaftor, the last 3 going on?
No, yeah. No, you have like this. You have three on each side.
You know, right now, but then I'm saying the last copter that adds you to the total of three, though. You have the middle one, tray, right? The menorah tav has tray, which are the menorah tav, the middle kana. Then you have shisha kaftarim, which means each kana has one. So that's a total of six. So that's an eight now. And then there's finally kafter, which is in the middle, where each branch comes from. Each branch comes from, that's a total of 11. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Ella, prachim tishu minon. How do you know that they're a total of nine prachim? The Gemara says, prachim tredi day. So prachim, you have two itself on the menorah itself in the middle kana. That's two. It says in the pasuk that there are two of them. And then the shisha the kana, you have each kana had one prach. That's a total of six. So six plus the two is going to be eight. That's timna havi. That's only eight. So where's the ninth perach? Amar Rav Shalman k'seva adi reicha ad pircha miksha hi. There's an extra pircha here. That's going to be next to the bottom, near the legs. That's where the final perach is going to be. Okay, so we figure out how to build a menorah now, and ready to go.